This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 286. Three ways that setting intentions can make your life abroad more fulfilling. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. In today's episode, you'll learn how to make your time abroad more fulfilling by being intentional about three specific things. Hey guys, stop memorizing expressions and idioms and vocabulary words that we don't even use anymore. All you need to become fluent in English is the 100 most common phrases in English. Get them right now in a free downloadable ebook at allearsenglish.com/100. See you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to All Ears English. Today we have a guest on the show. Our guest today has lived abroad in Nigeria for 10 years and in the Netherlands for 22 years. He's an ICF credentialed coach and is currently based in Philadelphia, where he runs his online coaching business to help expats lead happier and more successful lives abroad. His business is called Expat Everyday Support Center, and our guest today is Norman Viss. Welcome, Norman. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Lindsay. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. And so I heard that you wanted to talk a little bit today about the importance of being intentional when we go and live abroad. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think it's very important to take some time to just think about what am I actually doing and why, just because that helps you focus in and helps you actually move forward and reach the goals that you've set for yourself. You know, the old saying goes, if your goal is nothing, that's what you'll certainly reach.
Yeah, and so you've worked with expats, I guess, living in the U.S. and also living abroad. Do your clients generally live anywhere, but it's just that they've relocated to a new country?
Right, they can be living anywhere around the world. Some of them are Americans who've moved to other places, and others of them are people who've moved into the United States.
Okay, and have you really seen a clear difference in terms of the success of people who have set intentions when they've moved abroad and continued to kind of reset those intentions versus people who have not and have been more kind of casual about their experience?
Yes and no. I mean, there is a place for the person who just freewheels, goes out and says, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, cross each bridge as I get to it. I don't want to discourage that at all. If that's your thing, say that that's not a valid thing to do. But in general, you get more out of your experience if you think about it and set some goals and then take steps to reach those goals.
Yeah, I think that's true for many things in life. If we add the element of being intentional to whatever pursuit we're going after, it can really make things easier or more smooth,
sure.
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's get into your tips. So today you are going to offer three tips on how our listeners, if they're maybe about to move abroad, or maybe if they're actually living abroad and they haven't done this yet, how they could be more intentional about their time.
Yes. Yes.
So what would be your first tip, Norman?
Well, the first tip would be to just think a little bit about what kind of an expat are you? There are different places on the web. If you just Google, you can find some lists. But let me just give a few categories that might help you to think and put yourself in a particular category. One is, of course, the foreign assignee of a a company, a multinational or something, or a government. Mm-hmm. There's the ex-student, either student or ex-student, someone who went to another place to study.
Okay.
Let's say the romantic, or another way to put it is the love pat.
Love pat. I love that.
You're going somewhere else because you've met a partner. Okay. There's the traveling spouse. That is, you're the partner of someone who's being moved around. Mm-hmm. There's the greener pastures expat, someone who's going to escape something at home, not escape, but to find a better way of life. That often happens to be refugees. Retirees.
Okay, retirees. Oh, right. I've heard a lot about retirees in the U.S. going to parts of Latin America, actually, lately.
Absolutely. So it really helps to just kind of sit down and think, what am I going for? What's kind of my category? And how does that shape how I prepare, particularly, and then fill in my expat life? And again, I want to stress, if you want to be a freewheeler, if you just want to take the next plane or the next boat and get off at the next stop and see what happens, more power to you. Do it. Don't feel at all that anybody's putting you down. But most of us are not in that category. And it does right. help to just think, what kind of an expat am I?
So yeah, sometimes it
helps
good.
You prepare, especially if you're using the internet. You can Google those different kinds of categories and find lots of information that will be helpful to you.
Sure, sure. So sometimes it's good to be spontaneous, as you said, or freewheeling, as we say in English, kind of just figuring it out as you go along. But then other times, if you know exactly why you're going abroad, it could help to know which category you fall into. If you fall into just one, maybe in some cases you fall into two. Who knows, right?
Sure. It's
sure.
not if it's 1, 2, 3, or 4. It's just that you have an idea in your mind, this is what I'm doing. And then again, particularly in the preparation phase and in the early phases of expat life, this could be really helpful for determining how you lead and how you build that life.
Okay, I like that. So once we have our category, once we know who we are and why we're going abroad, that reason, whether we're a foreign assignee, a student, or a love pat, as you've said, what's the next thing we can do to have more intention in our lives abroad?
Well, coming out of that, I think, then, is just to try to set some goals for yourself in some different areas. One, for example, and you will resonate to this, is language learning. For example, if you're a freewheeler and you know you're going to be in Germany for 4 weeks, you might want
right.
to learn how to order a beer and ask where the bathroom is. But it's not a realistic goal to think you'll be able to carry on a conversation with someone in a bar on, you know, the politics or economics of the European Union. You're just not going to be able to do that in 4 weeks.
Right, right.
So, for example, with language, to think, what kind of an expat am I? And then what do I want or need to do in terms of language so that you're realistic and actually can reach your goals?
Sure. No, I think that's important.
So I want to be a professional speaker, but you've only got 3 months. You're just not going to reach that goal. It's just not going to happen. So
yeah.
you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah, we always talk about SMART goals, right? And we talk about one aspect of SMART goals is that they are realistic. That's pretty important. So what's an example of other goals that your clients typically set outside of just language
sure.
learning?
Sure. Well, another one is friendships.
Mm.
Think intentionally about your friendships. What kind of friendships do I want? And again, what is reasonable given where I am and how long I'm going to be there and what I'm there for? That's an area that a lot of people don't think about very much, but it can really help you focus in on, okay, I'm here for the long term. I need a long haul friendship or two, or I'm here for 3 months and then I'm away. And that determines what kind of friendships you build.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, interesting. You know, I think in general with relationships and friendships, we tend to be very unintentional, right? We think, oh, if I happen to meet someone and connect, but there's another way to do it. And I think when we are abroad at that point, we do need to become somewhat intentional because we're in a space that's unfamiliar. So I like this idea of setting intentions for the friends that we want to make while we're abroad. And hopefully a lot, some of them are people from within that country, right?
We have a whole module within our coaching package that helps you think through that whole area. So that when you go out to the bar or to the party or to the event or whatever, you can have that in your mind and be thinking about that as you go along. Another area is an area of interest. Let's say you're a tourist and you're going, let's say, to Barcelona for a week. Mm-hmm. You can't see everything in Barcelona.
Right.
Again, there are some people who will do that. They'll just run for 18 hours a day. And they really will, quote, see everything. But most of us don't operate that way. So what are your areas of interest? Do you like doors? Do you like desserts? Do you like sport? Would you like to see the Barcelona football arena? Do you like history? Do you like Picasso? If you think through that and are intentional, okay, I'm really interested, just take Barcelona's example, I'm interested in Gaudi, so I'm going to see some Gaudi stuff.
Wow, I like that. I haven't thought a lot about that idea of having more of a theme-based time abroad, right? So if you love coffee, right, you could decide that your trip in Paris is about visiting every cafe in Paris. That's brilliant because it puts a very unique kind of spin on the trip and you don't have to follow just the mainstream way of seeing cities or towns abroad.
Exactly. And again, you can, you know, if you're there for if you're in some place for 6 years, then of course you'll have different kinds of interests that you'll focus on. It'll happen in a different way. But the point is, again, to just be a little bit intentional. The same, of course, is true of your profession, your career, your work. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I want to? I've now been posted to Dubai for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are my professional career goals? What is that going to look like for me?
Right. Absolutely. No, that's
some of that you can control, and some of that you can't. But again, to be intentional about it and not just go with the flow, and look back 2 years later and realize, you know, I missed some opportunities because I wasn't intentional.
Yeah, I mean, every country has something interesting to offer. I mean, I remember when I was in Japan, I met people who were pursuing karate and Japanese gardens and tea ceremonies and all sorts of interesting things. So every country has something to offer. Well, let's jump ahead to the third tip, Norman, so that we have enough time here. So what would be your third tip as to how to be intentional when we move abroad as an expat?
Well, this will sound maybe really weird, but something that we also tend to forget is that we don't think about the future. So we go somewhere, maybe we're coming to study into Boston, for example, and that we know the study is going to take us 6 years. But what about the future? What about my relationship to my home, to my parents, to my family, to my friends? For example, maybe you've heard this, but now more and more U.S. citizens abroad are ditching their U.S. passports due to tax reasons.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
That has implications for your future.
Right. Sure. Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, and even further into the future, depending on your age, are retirement issues. It's right. a little hard right. to think about if you're 25, but if you're 40, mm-hmm. it's worth thinking about. And if you're 55, it's really worth thinking about. Where would I like to retire, and what can I do to make that work?
Okay, so you're suggesting that we think about the future after we're abroad, like what's going to happen after this time abroad, is that right?
Well, that too, but even if I know I'm going to be someplace for 4 years, let's say I'm going to Boston to study and it's going to be a 4 to 6 year thing, think a little bit, okay, where do I want to be after 6 years? Not so much in terms of I want to finish my study, but the other things that go along with life. And again, for example, your parents, if they're, let's say you're from Japan and your parents are living in Japan, they're going to be 6 years older.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Sometimes we gloss that over when we get ready to go abroad. We don't, yeah.
Or, you know, what if we're just married? We're a couple, we're moving somewhere. We're going to be there for 6 years. We're planning to have a family. And so in 6 years, I'm going to have one or two grandchildren. I mean, I'm going to have my parents' grandchildren. Do I want to live the rest of my life in a location where I need to fly 8 hours to get to their grandparents? Maybe I do, yeah. Maybe I don't. Mm-hmm. But think about mm-hmm. it.
Right. These are big questions to ask. So when we do go abroad, we have to ask these important questions. I like it. The future. Ooh, sometimes we get nervous when we talk about the future.
And obviously things will always change and you never can hit it right on the nose. But these are just a few areas to sum up where I'm suggesting you can be intentional about at least thinking through some things, asking some of the questions, preparing for some of the eventualities, and, you know, a whole nother one, it sounds really morbid, what if I get ill and pass away? Where would I like to be buried? Do I have a will?
Wow, big topic,
you
right?
Know,
wow.
Stuff yeah. that, again, when you're 25, you don't think about it. When you're 40, maybe you should a little
right.
more. And that's okay. where coaching comes in, is to help people think through these things so that you really can make the most of your expat life.
Yeah, sometimes I notice that it's hard to ask ourselves these questions on our own. Yep. You know, it's great to have a coach to work with to kind of bounce ideas off of. And I just want to recap your ideas here. So you've told us that in order to be intentional when we go abroad, we need to think about what kind of expat we are. We need to set goals for our time abroad. And we need to think about the future. Like, how does this time abroad play into our future? What is our future going to look like after the time abroad or even during that time abroad? So, Norman, thank you. This has been great. And can you let us know a little bit more about your coaching, about the work that you do, and where our listeners could maybe find you online if they're interested in checking out your blog or your coaching programs?
Yeah. Our tagline is we help expats connect to their worlds.
Okay.
We really mean worlds plural. That is their past world, their present world where they are now, and their future world, as we've just been talking about. And we provide coaching support online. We have a very unique coaching platform that allows us to interact with expats on a daily basis if they want, and really, really be a support to expats. We can be found at expateverydaysupportcenter.com. And we operate on a membership basis, so we have a low monthly membership fee, which allows people to get involved with us and, again, find coaching and support as they need to. Some people don't need it. That's great. Other people need a little bit. Other people need a lot. Whatever you need, we're there to provide that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to invite our listeners to go on over and check out expateverydaysupportcenter.com and check out Norman's work. You know, I mean, oftentimes we do need a little bit of support, and there's no shame in that. You know, I've worked with coaches before, and it's good to have, as I said, to have someone to bounce ideas off of and to have someone ask powerful questions.
Absolutely. I work with coaches all the time. I mean,
yeah,
I have my own coach.
Great, great. No, it's a great thing to have. So awesome. Well, thank you so much today for coming on the show, Norman. And these are some fantastic ideas to remind us that it's important to be intentional. And it's not just when we go abroad, but just in life in general, to have a sense of intention. So I like that. Well, thanks a lot, Norman, and have a good day, okay?
Thank you. You too, Lindsay. Really appreciate chatting with you.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.